for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
I honor the Lord this afternoon for his presence. And I honor him for such a great and awesome gift, living in the body of Bishop T.D. Jakes and Sister Jakes. I honor him for such an awesome anointing on his life. And to all of the elders and the ministers and the people that make up this congregation, there is such an awesome task that have been placed before me today. And I really need your prayers today, because there's such a responsibility. Every time you mount a platform, there is a responsibility. That responsibility is to make sure that there is no flesh. I think we have heard and seen enough flesh in this decade to last us throughout eternity. And the purpose that the Lord has called me to this platform is a very uncomfortable position for me today. And it's uncomfortable because if in fact you've never eaten strawberries, and you go to the encyclopedia or you get a couple of people to describe to you what a strawberry tastes like, you can, out of your own intellect, muster up something to say whenever you've asked about a strawberry. You can always tell people that what they say about strawberries is that some are sweet and some are sour, and the whole nine yards, and so you can get away with explaining something that you have never experienced without exploiting yourself. But when you've been called to do something or to speak on a subject that leaves you vulnerable and naked, that's a big responsibility, because there's no way that I can preach around being single. I can't just give you a definition out of the Bible or a definition out of Webster as to what single is all about, and thinking that after we shout a couple of times and say a couple of amens, and you know, you can go right out of the auditorium and feel like I've just gotten some information about being single. But because I have experienced that and am experiencing that, there is no way that I can talk about it without dipping in my own business. You understand what I'm saying? I gotta kind of put myself out there, and I'm kind of feeling nervous about that. And I'm sitting over there in the seat, and I'm saying to God, don't mess me up like that, because these are my secrets, and these are my own little failures, and these are my own little things that I've done that I don't want anybody to know what I've done. And then the Lord said to me while Sister Beverly was singing, how can you help somebody if you don't tell anybody where you've been? They've heard enough junk. They've heard enough Bible stories. And if you're like me, I've gone to the bookstore. I've bought just about every book I can think of on being single and how to be single and how to walk single. And none of it really helped me until you. I have to admit something today. I'm scared about this message. I'm real nervous today about this particular word. When I started, first of all, I had to go to the scripture. And I have to say this to you. The difficult thing about me standing here today is because I was single as a virgin, and I was born and raised in the Church of God in Christ, and they told me that if I live right and if I serve the Lord with all of my might, that God would bring somebody into my life. So I've had the experience of being single and being a virgin and waiting on God for a mate, and then the whole trauma of getting the wrong mate. So then I've been single as a virgin, and then married, and then live with a man and have experienced sex with a man, and then not married anymore, and had to go through the whole trauma of, oh, y'all looking at me like just. So if you've been married and divorced, I got you. You was a virgin, I got you too. Come on here, somebody. If in fact you've been going through relationships, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way. And I was sitting over there last night, and I was listening to the man of God preaching, and I was just going through all kind of changes in that seat, and just kind of changes, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm going through changes because I begin to hear something. Tell somebody, in order for you to ever be free, you got to have the power to hear something. And I'm a firm believer of this, and I don't wanna bust anybody's bubbles today, but I've been there, and when I say I've been there, I found out something, my brothers and my sisters, and that is I've been to services, and they've told me to ball up a piece of paper and write his name on it and throw it over your shoulder and tell the devil that it's over. And I did that, and then Bishop, it wasn't over. I wish I had somebody that didn't mind being real today. I just wish I had somebody that didn't mind just telling the real truth. I've done that. I've got up in my seat, and they said stand up and spin around three times and sit back down and tell the devil I'm spinning out of it. And I did that, and I spin out of it, and it still wasn't over. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just talking about my own experience, because even today I'm struggling with a couple of things right now. You don't want me to tell the truth, right? You want me to stand up here and act like, because I got this mic in my hand, that I'm just so sold out for Jesus that don't nothing bother me. I'm just all in the anointing, and I don't never get frustrated. I don't never want to fall and have some sex. I don't never want to do nothing wrong, but the devil is a liar. Come on here, somebody. Every day of my life, I'm struggling to kill the flesh. And I'm sick of people lying to me. I'm sick of people telling me, oh, come on here, somebody. Just come on and tell me the truth. Oh, come on here, somebody. Oh, it's a fight every day. Every day of your life, you in the mall, you see a fine man. You in the laundromat, you see a fine man. And you keep wondering to yourself, when is it going to be my turn? What am I doing wrong? Oh, come on here, somebody. I wish I could forget I was a prophetess for a second and give him my phone number and sneak away and call him and give him my pager number. But there's something. I said, I can give him my pager. Ain't nobody gonna know it. I can give him the phone number to the office. Ain't nobody gonna know it. Come on, somebody. And I look at myself, and you're getting dressed up every day, and you're saying, for what? There's got to be more to this than just traveling across the country and preaching and everybody jumping and shouting, and then I got to go back home sitting in my breakfast nook area across the table with my God sisters, who I get sick of looking at every day, and y'all ain't gonna say nothing in here. I just want to y'all don't mind if I just deliver my own self. You're getting tired of looking at your sisters in the Lord, and you're tired of sitting up talking about what you want to do and where you want to go. And I said, Lord, I said, what is wrong? I know that you got somebody for me, but why am I not married? And you know what? Y'all can beg the differ if you want to, but I find it very difficult to listen to anybody preach to me about being single when they got a pair of thighs in their bed every night. You know, when you rolling over in the sheets and you telling me to hold on, honey, sanctify yourself, triceps and big old muscles and thighs. You got somebody giving you back rubs? No, no, no. You go sit down. I want to hear hold on from somebody who is really holding on. Something. I went to so many single seminars, and then one time they told me, they said, buy yourself some flowers and treat yourself wonderful. And they said, go to Victoria's Secrets and buy yourself some pretty pajamas and get yourself all dolled up and be good to yourself. But see, when I got through putting on them pajamas and all that perfume, it didn't satisfy nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing in here. Y'all, I'm real sorry about this, and I'm about to really, really mess myself up here. But you know what? You know what? God is calling us to be honest and come on here. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so, you know, you got your people that's not really saved and consecrated, and then they start telling you, well, you know, you can masturbate. You can do it yourself. You ain't got to. Y'all, I'm going to be honest. I ain't going to hide nothing. When you go out of here, you're going to know all my business. And God, I said, God, it's got to be more to it than this. Come on here, somebody. No, if I got to go back to the altar and repent, I'm not coming back to the altar to repent because I took care of myself. If I got to come down here, I'm going to go get me somebody and have it all night and all day. And then I'm not going to come to the altar for masturbation since I got to come. Y'all. Hear somebody now sitting there looking all purged and trying to look all like you just oil down and olive oil and blessed oil and what she talking that you a liar. You a liar, the truth ain't in you. You up and looking at HBO late at night. You a lying wonder. Oh, come on here, somebody. In order to be free, you gotta be honest. Oh, and I'm here to tell you, been there, done that. And after you get through doing it, it still ain't enough. Oh, come on here, somebody. Come out here and tell the truth. That's not going to satisfy you. Yeah. Listen, listen, listen. Listen, let me tell y'all something. This ain't 1920. This ain't 1969. Come on, wake up and smell the coffee. This ain't 1980. Oh, we going into the year 2000. Come on here, somebody. And if the church don't get real with the people of God, we going to lose a whole lot of folk. It's time out for putting covers on it and trying to hide it up and don't want to say it. And don't, no. It's time to confront the situation the way it is. Call a spirit of spirit. Come on here, somebody. No. Don't tell me. I want to know how to be free. Last night, the man of God, he started talking about the men, and he kind of really laid into the brothers, and I was sitting there, and the Lord began to talk to me. And he began to say to me, "Do you not understand this?" He said, "You have to tell them." See, all I have is an ear. I just open up my ear and say, "God, well," he said, "tell them that." See, understand something, my brothers and my sisters. Men are, they are projectors, and women are receptive. Men release, and women, they get an impartation. And I said to the Lord, and sitting here, and I was looking out there at all of my sisters and all of you all looking so beautiful and so wanting God to give you that answer. And then the Lord began to say to me, look at your own life. And I had to start looking at myself. He said, "You are a sister and you are attractive, and yes, people come after you." And God began to say to me, he said, "You know why there's more pain for women that are single than it is for men?" He said, "Because according to the Old Testament, men, after they project themselves and they get a release, they what they've lost is strength. So every time they sleep with a woman and that woman is not their wife, they're losing strength. But see, every time a man sleeps with us, we're getting a deposit." Now let me help you with something. See, understand something. If in fact that the scripture lets us know that marriage is not going to the courthouse and standing in front of the altar, our mates are chosen in the spirit realm. And I don't know about y'all, but when I got my divorce, I went to court, and the judge said to me, he said, "Was this marriage consummated?" And you know, me being slow and from the ghetto, I leaned over to my lawyer. I said, "That's a big word. What does that mean?" He said, "It means, did you have sex with the man?" And I said, "Well, yes, I did." He said, "Then it was consummated," which means it doesn't matter that you got a piece of paper. Once you have had sex with a man, then what happens according to the realm of the spirit of that man steps in your body. Oh, y'all better come on and see this thing. And you all become one person. Yeah, come on, listen to this. You become one with the person that you have slept with. And I was sitting there and I was asking the Lord, and I don't like it when God do this to me. And I'm sitting over there and I said to the Lord, I said, "But why am I not married?" And he said to me, "You've been married too many times." He said, "Every time you slept with somebody, you married them, and that person became your husband." He said, "But what your problem is, you got married to all these men, but you never divorced any of them." And y'all, I gotta teach this. I feel bad because he was ministering to me over there, and I said, "But why am I not married?" He said, "You're not married because you're not single." Minute. They said to me, "Brother Ernie, that when you by yourself, this is a singles conference. It's we all are single." So I started looking for that in the Bible. Every time I found single, I kept running around the scriptures that said singleness in heart. And I said, "God, what are you talking about?" He said, "There's a whole lot of y'all out there who ain't got nobody with you, but you're not single." He said, "You know what's wrong with you?" He said, "There's a whole lot of brothers." Now come on, sisters, I gotta help you. Honey, Willie and George and James and Tony, they all still in you. You ain't single, and that's why your mate that God has for you cannot be joined to you, because when he does, ain't no room for him. In order for God to bring somebody else in your life, there's got to be room for that person in your life. You're not single yet. You still are attached. Can I just teach this? Well, what do you mean I'm attached? What do you mean I'm attached? What do you mean? Well, I can only talk about myself when I say that I am attached. When I've went out of town places, Bishop, and I've seen my old flings and people, you know, that you done really shown up, had, and you saved, speaking in tongues and on fire for the Lord and loving Jesus, and when you see him, something jump in you and you start feeling a little, and God begin to say, it ain't gone, he's still in there. Oh, come on here, look at this. No, his spirit is still in you. See, when you start getting single before the Lord, you start getting purged out in your spirit, and when you see him, it ain't nothing there left for him. When you see him, don't nothing jump inside of you. When you see him, you ain't got no desires. And a lot of times we come to church, sitting in church and having flashbacks from stuff that y'all ain't gonna be honest, but I'm gonna be honest, because I done been right there. You look at people and you think they praising God, and what they doing is going, whew, God help my mind. Jesus, Lord, the blood right now, the blood, y'all don't want me to tell the truth in here. Can I just at least get one sister to just be honest? Now, I'm not talking about no two-minute thrill, but I'm talking about when you done really been with somebody, when you get in church and worship service, you shut your eyes, here it come, flashback. Church so long, we know how to do all the arm movements, we know how to hold our back, we know how to go across the floor, we know how to look like we save, we know how to act like we save, but there is a war that is going on in my spirit. I said to God, I said, take me to something, show me. And he began to say, we talking about I'm ready. I'm a prophet. Let me just leave you with this word. You ain't ready for marriage. Not now, not yet. And then when God began to show me that thing, he said, that's the reason why. And I've had some good brothers to come to me and wanna date me. And the first thing I start doing is trying to, you know, the last person that you're really in love with, and you ain't really been set free in your heart from that spirit, from them, you know, the reason why I know I wasn't ready, because everybody that come along, until you get delivered in your spirit from all the rest of the people that you've been with, then wherever your mate is, that's the reason why you got people that are married and they still ain't satisfied, and he can't satisfy. You know why? Because his spirit is in competition with all the rest of them spirits that still live in you. And he hugging you, talking about, hug me like this. I don't want you to touch me like that. Touch me like this. Roll me over like this. Throw me up. Flip me over. Turn me around. Spank me. Whip me. No. You got the wrong man, baby. Oh, come. I'm a saved man. I'm a sanctified man. No. See, in your mind, you're trying to make him be like all the rest of the men that's there. And God wants to set you free. You're not ready for marriage. You're not single yet. Y'all don't want me to teach today. Pass me them sheets. I want to get married. I want to get mad and you can't even cook. It takes too long to make a biscuit. I want to get married and you can't even wash clothes. I want to get married and you here at the conference and your bedroom at home is tore up and your house is nasty. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You in debt and can't pay your bills. Every dime you get is on your back right now. Miss, I want to get married. Help y'all with something. I want to tell y'all this right now, and I'm just gonna tell you the truth. We always say, "Oh, that black brother is going out and he's getting all these white ladies. What's wrong? We ain't good enough. No, we too needy. We ain't got nothing. Come on, y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm supposed to be a helpmeet. Come on here, somebody. When you get ready to get married, what are you bringing to the table, Miss Sister Thing, besides eyeliner and lipstick? You ain't got no savings account. All of your credit cards is charged up, and now you want somebody to be a rescue engine, ninja number 9, and Zorro in your life, and he gotta come and wipe out all of your mess. The devil is a liar. God is calling you to accountability today. It's time, as a man said last night, get yourself together. You ain't no help. He done fine, brother, working in the ministry, saving his money, paying his bills, and you sitting out there talking about, "I think the Lord said that's mine." You know what? You know what? If I was you, I would look at him and say, "That's mine." But you got to understand something. God is going to bless you according to your level of integrity, not how big your legs are, not how sexy your shape is. Y'all ain't going to like me today, but I got to walk in this place today. I just want y'all to know. You know, God said to me, first of all, you got to come out of debt. First of all, tear up all them credit cards. Y'all, I ain't going to talk about y'all. I'm going to turn my back. I'm talking about me. That's what he told me. 2 years ago, Brother Mark, he said, cut up all the credit cards. Quit trying to be a diva. Prepare your mind to be a wife. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And then he took me to Proverbs 31. He said, "Come on, let's get it together now." And then I said, and look, Kim is right there. She lives in my house. God said, "Now go to the grocery store and put stacks and stacks of washing powder in the basement and stacks of soap and stacks of dishwasher." Because you know what? He's preparing me for my mate. He can't be in the shower and he asked you for some soap. "Well, we ain't got none. I got to run out." No. Prepare yourself. Your hips down. You don't want no man. You want sex. You don't want a husband. You want a midnight rendezvous. Marriage is not sex. Marriage is ministry. And unless you're prepared to minister to the men of God, don't mess over them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I can't help with it today. I said, "What do you mean, Proverbs 31. I said, "That's impossible. And that ain't for this time. That ain't for now." He said, "Buy what you need." I said, buy what I need? He said, "Buy what you need. You ain't got no savings, don't buy nothing. You ain't got, here we are, I'm on my knees, I'm praying, God gonna give me a husband." No. I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna take that anointing and that Holy Ghost gonna whisper in your ear and he gonna tell you, "Take that money to the bank and save it." See, right now you're talking about you single,